Interim RDZ spokesperson Pichai Muchauraya told a news conference in Harare today that Mangoma is unlikely to be challenged at the party's inaugural congress set for this weekend.
We opened the contest to everyone. So the positions that we have, which will be contested for, we've got the position of the president, and the nomination that we received is that of Elton Steers Mangoma. That the vice president, we received BUTK, the national chairperson, we have Peter Nyoni, who will be contesting with Mr. Tafara Ngole. Vice chairperson, there is Mr. Shadrack Chipangura. The secretary general, there will be Trusty Chikohora. The deputy secretary general, there is Kosten Mguti. Our national organizing secretary, there will be a contest between Mr. Tichona Munyanyi and Mr. Jim Jalifi.
However, independent political analyst Mlondolozi Ndlovu said from the list of candidates vying for leadership positions at the RDZ Congress, it was clear that the opposition outfit has no national appeal and would most certainly be a regional party.
For them to be saying, we are Democrats and not having an equal representation of other provinces, it shows that they are hypocrites. They really don't say what they mean when they say they are renewal for Democrats. We're expecting to see a change in terms of their political discourse and political operations. Otherwise, there is no change. It's one-sided. It's mainly from one region, which is Manicaland. I think that is one of their undoing.
But Muchauraya dismissed this, saying members of his party had been given enough time to express their interest in party positions but did not submit their names. He, however, added that party members still have a chance to contest for leadership positions at the Congress, as they have up to midnight Thursday to show their interest. Prior to the weekend Congress, the RDZ party held congresses for its youth and women's wings, electing Fortune Munyonga as youth president, while Hilda's Banda was elected the chairperson of the Women's Assembly. Meanwhile, Muchauraya told journalists that his party will contest the 2018 national elections, adding that they are determined to romp to victory despite the absence of key democratic reforms in Zimbabwe. Other political parties, such as the MDC formation led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, former Finance Minister Simbamakoni's Mavambokusile Dawn Party, and the National Constitutional Assembly, have demanded electoral reforms before polls are held.
The political playing field is not even, but it not being even is not a license to give ZANU-PF the free ride to power. Politics is like a game of rugby, so you cannot expect a hassle-free sale to power. We have to contest them and defeat them on the game.
Responding to a question from one journalist on the possibility of RDZ's participation in a coalition of political parties that is being mooted by Mr. Tsvangirai and others in the opposition, like the yet-to-be-launched People First Movement, Muchauraya said his party would not work with former ZANU-PF members whom he said were responsible for murdering innocent civilians.
You know how many people lost their lives through those people? If they're here, say we're in an alliance with some of them, you know them, and in RDZ that we're talking about reparations.
Ndlovu says opposition parties must find each other if they are to wrestle power from the ruling ZANU-PF party in the next elections. Although most of the opposition parties are preaching the coalition gospel since the disputed 2013 elections, nothing is on the ground to suggest that they would ultimately form that coalition ahead of the polls. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.